Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and not necessarily endorsed by Talk Radio 1170, the E.W. Scripps Company, or the program sponsors. This is Money Talk with your host, Dan Witham. Dan is a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. You can reach him anytime throughout the week at 918-398-8387. Dan is a manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan Witham, along with Steve Money and J.C. Haspel here in the studios. Hope you're having a great weekend, whatever you might be doing today, no matter what you're up to. We always give away a free book here on Money Talk, and the book this week is an excellent book, and I can't wait to discuss it, Steve. It's a book we've given away thousands of copies of before.
And that would be?
Get What's Yours? The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security by Larry Kotlikoff. Also called 50 Shades of Green. It is the manual for Social Security. It is the one and only book on Social Security that you should read. Larry Kotlikoff is the expert who testified before Congress. He served on President Reagan's Council of Economic Advisors. And I will tell you, the book is the one and the only book you need to read on Social Security. You don't need to read any other books because this one tells you all you need to know.
Nope, that's absolutely true.
And then some. And you can flip right to the chapter that applies to you. Let's say if you're divorced, Steve, twice, three times, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Tells you what page to go to, chapter 5, whatever it might be.
Divorce, stabbed in the back, whatever applies
same
to
difference.
You. You know, whatever applies to you.
Or if you're still in the land of wedded bliss, it tells you that page.
Well, nobody's there. Come on, that's like never, never land.
Look for the unicorns.
Yeah.
Anyhow, whatever chapter applies to you, you can go right to, and it tells you how to get, like if you're on disability or qualify for disability, if you're a widow, if you're married or divorced, married twice, remarried, whatever it might be, if you have kids who are disabled, kids who are dependent on you, parents who are dependent on you, which you can get benefits for that as well in Social Security, as well as for kids that depend on you or surviving children of a deceased spouse. You know, if you're a widow and you have kids that are still under 18, you can get benefits for them. A lot of different ways you can collect benefits on Social Security. And we'll send you a free copy of this book called Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security. Plus, we will send you a one-page questionnaire that you fill out and send back to us. And we will give you a free 30-page custom report that shows you when, where, and how to file for Social Security, and when, where, and how to spend your assets to minimize your penalties from Social Security and taxes. But it shows you when to file for Social Security for spousal benefits on each other, all these things, and how to get the most out of Social Security. And it can run many different iterations. Social Security has about 2,700 different rules for how they apply your benefits, and nobody can know them all. I mean, I'll be the first to tell you, I don't know anywhere near all of them. And it's a very complicated system, but the software we have tells you the best answer, the optimal time to file for you based on your life expectancy, based on whether you're married, how long you've been married, all these things, your age, your spouse's age. It takes all that into account because many times, Steve, we see spouses that are different ages, you know, 4 or 5 years apart, and that can benefit them in a huge way for filing purposes.
Correct.
And so they can actually increase their benefits quite a bit by filing on each other. And this is one of the things the report shows you that we give you, and the book teaches you that as well. It's all free. If you'd like a copy of this excellent book on Social Security and the report, the free report and the free book, just give me a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail. It is the weekend. You will get our voicemail. Just leave your name and your address. We will send you the book, Get What's Yours, by Larry Kotlikoff. Excellent book on Social Security. It's easy to read. It is not complicated. There's no Wouldn't you say no complex terms?
No, I mean, do agree with that, and that's one thing I do like about this book, because I think when people listen to shows like this, they just assume that a book that you would give away would just be like make your eyes bleed kind of stuff.
Right.
And this isn't. It's a very easy book to read, and if you have ADD like I do, you can actually skip the chapter, just go to the last page of each chapter, and it will walk you through the principles of that chapter with a good example. And it really is a very good book, very easy to read. You know, you and I just in the last 2 or 3 weeks, you know, came across a Social Security situation where a young man, 30 years old, passed away, like on the 27th day of the month or something like that, towards the end of the month. And he was on Social Security disability, and his child was getting some. And because he didn't survive the whole month, his widow was having to give the money back.
Right. And unfortunately, that's how it works.
And so when you talk about having 2,700 regulations or rules there, yeah, who knew that one, you know? Yeah. And, I mean, that's a tragic situation.
Let's kick you on your way out the door.
Yeah, I mean
on your way to the cemetery. Let's just stab your family in the back one more time. They take your money back, JC. If you die, you need to die on the last day of the month.
You need to die on the first day of the next month.
Yeah.
Because if you die at, 2359 on the last day of the month.
They want their money back.
They want their money back.
Really? Wow.
Social Security wants that check back.
And forget the fact that you've already spent it to live on.
Yeah. Right.
You know,
but forget the fact that your family's in mourning.
Right.
The government calls and says, hey, you know that $2,000 we sent you, we want it back. So much compassion. And now they want to run our health care. Just think.
Well, you know.
Speaking of health care.
Let's do.
We've talked about Mark Wright and about.
Right.
His great firm, GenScripts, which saves people a lot of money, especially if you're on Medicare or a cash payor, shall we say. Let's say you don't have insurance. I know that's not legal today, but let's just say you don't have insurance.
Legal schmeagle.
Or your prescription plan sucks on your policy, let's just say, which may be the case as well. GenScripts sells prescriptions for far, far less even than the copays are, which kills me. And less than $5 for a 30-day supply for many prescriptions. And great. He's got 3 locations now, I think, 81st and Garnett and one in Owosso. And I can't remember where the other Midtown. The other one's in Midtown, I think.
Yeah, 81st and Garnett's the one that I used to go to.
Yeah, and GenScripts. But anyhow, I ran across something the other day. I found a way to save people a lot of money. If you ever have an MRI or CT scan, or echocardiogram, or mammogram, or any of these imaging procedures, Steve, you probably know they're rather expensive.
Yes, they are.
Those little machines they have cost a lot of money.
Cost a couple of coins there.
Yes, they do.
The ones from China.
My doctor told me that I'm supposed to go have one of these procedures done. And so St. Francis calls me to schedule it, and we schedule it, and they tell me they want $800 out of pocket for me. That's my copay.
That was American dollars?
Yes, U.S. dollars, not pesos.
Man, come on.
Yeah, I wanted the same thing. So I went to this website called saveonmedical.com that we've talked about on the show about a year ago.
We have talked about that.
Save on Medical, SAVEON, medical.com. And I typed in the procedure that I was supposed to have done. And I found a wonderful facility a mile from my office at 91st and Memorial.
Wow.
Called Envision Imaging.
All right.
I can get the same procedure done that St. Francis wants me to pay $850 for. They want $271.
Wow.
That's my out-of-pocket.
That's pretty significant.
And they take my insurance, my Blue Cross.
Yep.
So that's, what, 70% less? I mean,
it's a lot less. I don't do math on the air, but it's a lot.
I'm just guessing here on the amount. But anyhow, $271 versus $850. So I'm done with St. Francis with that imaging. And I can see why they have those fancy buildings and all that marble and all that good stuff. I mean, I'm paying for it.
You know, it's kind of like building a casino. You know, you don't build those because you're losing money.
Right.
You got the money.
And this place I can drive right up to and be done and in and out much quicker. Plus, they got me in quicker than St. Francis could.
Man.
So I was surprised, thoroughly impressed. And so.
Wait. You don't mean to insinuate, do you, that a kind of a free enterprise-based business that is reliant upon good customer service for future business, you're not insinuating that that has anything to do with the quality of care that you got at that place, do you?
Well, it's not only going to be better, the price is a lot better. And the other thing is, St. Francis schedules stuff from like 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. or whatever. I don't know what it is, but this place is open until 11 o'clock at night.
Wow.
7 a.m. to 11 o'clock at night. That's pretty good hours.
Well, it's great hours, obviously, because, not everybody gets off work at 2:30 in the afternoon or whatever to be there at 3.
So yeah, they can literally schedule you at 10 o'clock at night. If you work till 6 or 7 at night, they can get you in at 10 o'clock at night, you know, over there, and they will. And I was impressed, you know. Plus, they're you know, a fourth of the cost of what St. Francis wants.
No, that really is
out of pocket. And so, if you have procedures done, you need to look on this website, Save On Medical. Basically, what it is, it's a search engine for different providers here in town.
All right.
And I'm assuming you're buying their probably excess inventory, you know, where they don't. Available slots, you know, open slots, open appointments.
Kind of like the Expedia of healthcare.
And, but it tells you the prices, and you can put in whichever procedures you want. If you want an MRI or CT or whatever it might be, and they, or x-rays, imaging, any kind of imaging pretty much, and it just tells you how much it is, and you call them up, or you can schedule it right on the website. You can schedule it through the website itself.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So I was quite impressed, and it's free, you know, so it's not a bad way to save me $600, so I'm quite happy.
That'll work.
Anyhow, I just wanted to mention that before I forget. But we're going to talk about Social Security on today's show. We're going to talk a little bit about Social Security and about how to get this report. And this report shows you, depending on when you spend your assets, which assets you spend, Social Security penalizes you and taxes you on your benefits. And the free report that we run for you shows you how to minimize those penalties, reductions in benefits and taxes to get more out of Social Security, to keep more, basically at the end of the day, how to keep more, pay less in taxes on your overall income. And the report shows you when and how to spend the assets, because when you spend which assets makes a difference in how much you pay in taxes. I'm going to explain a little bit more about this after the break. We've got to take a quick break, but I'll remind you of our free book by Larry Kotlikoff, Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387.
Social Security has over 2,700 rules. You can't possibly learn them all, but you can get a free report from Dan Witham that tells you when, where, and how to file to potentially get the maximum Social Security benefits. He'll give you a free custom report based on your specific circumstances that could potentially net you up to $250,000 more from Social Security. Those who know fare better. Give Dan a call at 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave him your name and address. He'll mail you the questionnaire to fill out for your free Social Security report that tells you when, where, and how to file to potentially get the maximum Social Security benefits. 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA SIPC.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for
undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan with more Steve Money and J.C. Haspel in the studios. Love that Buddy Holly music. I always like listening to Buddy Holly. I want to remind you of our free book by Larry Kotlikoff, Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits. You can get a free copy of it and our one-page questionnaire to send back to us on the Social Security benefits to get your free 30-page custom report on Social Security benefits that shows you the what, where, when, why, and how to file to get the most out of your lifetime benefits based on your specific situation, your earnings history, everything. Whether you're married, single, divorced, have kids, all of the above, whatever it might be, just all you do is fill out the page and send it back to us. It's a one-page questionnaire. The number for the book and the information, 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address. And I can tell you, Steve, the report shows you how to make, you know, up to $250,000 more from Social Security. It also shows you how to make or save about $200,000 in taxes potentially over your lifetime. So it's worth a good bit of money.
Pretty soon that adds up. But I also want to be clear, because I've had some calls from you giving this book away and people met and they thought that there's some magic trick that they actually get a check for $250,000. That's not what we're talking about.
Right. We're talking about how to get more each month.
Right.
Out of your Social Security benefits. The average couple leaves about $170,000 on the table with Social Security. So we're trying to help you close that gap, basically. Yep. What we're trying to do, get you from here to there. And it doesn't cost you anything to find out. The report's free.
One page.
It's not hard.
You can do it.
And the questions are easy. It's like date of birth. Are you married? For some people, that's a trick question.
How many times?
Anyhow, that's all we're trying to do. That's all we need from you is one page questionnaire. Speaking of taxes, our little House Bill 1374.
Yeah, boy.
Making its way through the Senate over there.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, in the dark of night. House Bill 1374 will allow cities to raise your property taxes up to 5 mils, or about 4% in the city of Tulsa, which Kenny Hazel pointed out a few weeks ago was already paying 140 mils in some parts of Tulsa, which is ridiculous.
Well, but the thing is, correct me if I'm wrong, as you always do, right now, cities can't assess property tax.
Well, right now they collect a lot on property taxes. Tulsa collects but $70 million a year.
But that's not the city of Tulsa assessing you, correct?
Well, it is because they're sinking fund.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
But
well,
now
then I stand correct.
You're right to a degree. They can't use property taxes to fund their general operations. You're correct. They're not supposed to. You're right in your understanding of that, okay? What they want and what G.T. Taylor / Bynum wants is to raise your property taxes to allow the cities to have this new mechanism.
Does he use a hyphenated name, by the way?
He should.
You know, Taylor Bynum.
Yeah.
G.T. Taylor Bynum.
I think he ought to.
No.
I thought he was going to take her name.
No, that you're right. You're right. You know? He should.
But anyhow, it's kind of interesting. And so, because somebody proposed to them, Blake Ewing is one of the city councilors, said, you know, maybe we should use this for an offset from the general fund, the sales tax revenue. If we get $15 million from this property tax, reduce the sales tax by $15 million, which is, I think, is fair. Because that way it's revenue neutral at the end of the day.
All right.
But now GT and some of the councilors want more money. They just want more money.
That's pretty unusual for a politician.
Yeah.
Kind of shocked at that, really.
Yeah.
When you say they can raise it 5 mils, does that mean one time every year, every month?
The statute says, this particular statute says 5 mils max. But that's the first one. Now, what did income tax start at? The top income tax rate in 1918 was like 3%?
If that much, actually.
What is it now? 39.5 is the top rate. It's gone up a little bit over the years.
You know what it was at the end of the Eisenhower administration? I mean, it was like 90%.
Yeah, 90% when Kennedy took office, He cut it. He reduced it.
No, that's exactly right. That's why today the Democrats would kick JFK out of the party.
Yeah.
You know?
He's not socialist enough.
No, that's right.
But anyhow, my point here is, JC, this is just the beginning. This is from a public safety district assessment, whatever you want to call it. They say it's not a property tax. Well, it's a property tax, you know. But what will be next, JC? Retail district restaurant assessment, right?
Right, yeah.
What do we have already downtown? Downtown business district assessment. For what? The ballpark. Kathy
right.
Taylor. Oh, shocked to hear that name.
Man.
who owns the ballpark?
Well,
is it privately owned?
I think it's the taxpayers.
Or do the taxpayers actually own it?
I believe it's the taxpayers because they're
paying for it.
That's
why you get free tickets because the...
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you don't. Never mind.
Well, that's what I was trying. I mean, somebody's profiting from taxpayer dollars being spent there.
Well...
You should ask that about the Oklahoma Turnpikes. Who gets that money?
Yeah,
who profits
that money?
From that?
This is like Freakonomics 101.
Oh,
here.
My gosh.
Where does the follow the money, right? Well, go back to the ballpark. The Tulsa jail, which I obviously have a big part in, pays $110,000 a year for the ballpark assessment. It's a tax. The jail is a government entity, right?
Correcto.
Which normally does not pay tax, right?
They
don't pay tax.
I don't know, but
okay.
I'll take
they're
it
exempt.
For it.
Okay. But not this one. No, they pay this one. They get stuck with it. So it's a bizarre situation.
Well, somebody had some poor lobbyist on that deal, didn't they?
So one government's taxing another government?
Exactly.
Well, why don't we as the state of Oklahoma tax the federal government then?
Well, I think the jail should tax the ballpark.
Well, there you go.
$110,000 a year.
Well, wait a minute.
This is your jail assessment fee.
Because if you arrest somebody at the ballpark, you're going to put them in that jail.
Absolutely.
So shouldn't the ballpark pay its fair share?
I think so.
You know, they're providing prisoners.
Because they're saying
they create a burden on society.
One of the things the burden for this assessment thing is they have to show economic benefit to the jail for the ballpark.
Right.
Now, there is no economic benefit to the jail having the ballpark over there.
Not unless they're serving hot dogs
Let's
down
face
there.
It. Right. So it's just.
Is anything an economic benefit to a jail? I mean, it's.
Not really. But I mean, no.
They don't
right.
really benefit economically from
no,
anything.
No, you're right. And now I could see if you're a restaurant next to the ballpark, yeah, you benefit financially from the ballpark being there. Yes, yeah, from being next to the venue. But that's also a choice you made to put your restaurant there
that's
for
right.
that reason. That's why you
well,
bought that land.
Assuming you did that before it was built or after it was built, excuse me. If you...
But in either case, that pushes your property value up. That's just the way enterprise works. It goes back to what Steve was saying at the beginning that, you know, do we believe in lower medical costs by free enterprise versus having it government controlled? You know, people that pay more to have a restaurant right next to a ballpark or the BOK Center, right? Let's say you want a restaurant right next to the BOK Center, you're probably going to get a lot of traffic because of your location.
You're going to pay a premium.
Right, you're going to pay more for their location, right. But that's fair. That's free enterprise. There's nothing wrong with that. But you're not being taxed.
Right.
That's a whole different animal. So anyhow, 1374 made its way out of the committee last week in the Senate, this bill to raise your taxes. The Senate chair of the committee, Nathan Dom, voted against it. But Dan Newberry and Joe Newhouse, senators, state senators from Tulsa, both voted for the bill. So did Gary Stanislawski, all senators from Tulsa.
And to what?
To increase your taxes.
To which political party do those gentlemen belong?
I believe they're all Republicans.
I thought so,
but they all voted for this increase in your taxes. So you need to keep that in mind when this election thing rolls around next time. And I'm going to remind everybody, don't worry. I'm going to remind them a lot of times of what's going on here. These people are voting to increase your taxes. And it's taxes in Tulsa are already the highest in the state of Oklahoma, 140 mils. It's already ridiculous. And now they want to raise them more and more. And this is the beginning. This is not the end, I can promise you. This is only the beginning of what they're going to do if they get this through. They'll have another one next year, JC, just like it, you know, for retail business assessment, retail restaurant assessment.
We've been doing the same thing with education for years. You know, we had the the class three gaming we had to pass for education. That's right. Then we had the lottery we had to pass for education.
And solve all our problems.
Then we just had another bill that, of course, failed. But we're trying to just pass more for education.
Yes.
Oh, so, at some point we'll be done with that, I'm sure. But
Who knows when. We've got a quick break. I'm going to remind you of our free book, Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits. If you want a copy of it, give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
That's the time to get me running, and you know I'll be around.
Welcome back to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan with the Money, J.C. Hansport from the studios. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend, whatever it is you might be up to. We have a free book to give you. The book this week, Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits. You can get a free copy of it and a one-page questionnaire to fill out and send back to us for your free 30-page custom report on your benefits and how to get the most out of Social Security. If you want all that, just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. And the report will show you how to get up to $250,000 more from Social Security. Steve is one of my favorite Mark Twain quotes. Got to read here.
I didn't know anybody had Mark Twain quotes, so I'm impressed with that.
Okay. Let's see if JC understands this one. Do not try to teach the mule to dance. It wastes your time and upsets the mule. He's giving me this weird look. Like, what in the world are you talking about? Do you know who Mark Twain is, first of all?
Yes, I do.
See, I wasn't going to ask that. But
Tom Sawyer?
Samuel Clemens.
Samuel Clemens.
Okay, but he wrote Tom Sawyer.
Yeah. Well, close enough. You were close. Okay. So why do I mention this anyhow? I cannot control what the client does, right, JC?
That is correct.
No matter how much I try, they can still derail our plans by not listening to me, right?
Yep.
They can still do what they need to do and mess things up. So, a lot of times clients believe that this time it's different, don't they, JC? They think that something's going to happen different this time. For the market, for gold, for
right,
example.
Right.
Let's just say gold, for example. They think that
it'll stop being a horrible investment.
Yeah.
As soon as they
contrary
buy
to the last 100 years, you know, last 100 years is no indicator of what's going to do next, right, JC? It has to go up because it's never been worth zero.
Right.
And the guy on TV says, buy gold, right?
That's right.
We saw a commercial the other day. We were sitting there, JC and I were having lunch, and we saw a commercial that's the silver commercial. I don't know if you remember, JC, but the silver commercial. And they said, if the price goes up 50%, you can make 50%. I'm like, really? Something to that effect.
Yeah. That's amazing how that works.
Yeah. Yeah. What's this going? Scratching my head going, why is that difficult to understand? Or why would somebody put much faith in that statement? Because they didn't give any reason for why it would do that. They just said if it goes up 50%, you can make a 50% gain. Well, if it goes up 100, you would make how much, Steve?
Yeah.
Probably about 100%. 100%. Yeah, close to that. And if it goes down 50%.
You're going to lose 50%.
You might lose 50%. So.
Anyway. But you know that concept also applies in personal relationships. It'll be different this time.
You're right.
No, it won't. Yeah. Trust me, it won't.
Yeah, we tend to think that things are going to be different this time in a lot of ways, a lot of ways in life. You're right. Absolutely right.
By the way, I guess congratulations are in order here.
That's right. JC, you want to talk about your life change, speaking of which, since well, we're making fun of it.
Well, I got engaged.
That's right.
Not a whole lot to say about it.
And you're so eloquent.
Around, yeah. Especially around YouTube.
So. I bet you're a sweet-talking devil to her, aren't you?
Anyhow, well, congratulations, JC.
Hey, I still offer a free prenup and a half-price divorce.
Oh, boy. I hope she's not listening.
Because I'm a pal.
I appreciate that.
So I hope
that.
She's not listening to this, to be honest with you.
You're such an optimist.
I was like, she didn't like that Steve Money guy so much anymore.
Man, I thought he your friend. No, no, not so much.
Oh, dear. All right. Now that we've ruined JC's personal life, let's go on with something else here. There are no new risks, only risks we have not discovered. What do you think of that, JC?
I think that is very true. I think people go into a lot of investments thinking that they understand them a lot better than they do, and therefore their understanding is the sum total of all the knowledge they would need, and don't understand there's risks outside their scope of understanding.
And many people, I think, and you're right, you're absolutely right about that, many people have the mistaken belief that they can control their risk through one form or another. They think they can control what a stock does or what their portfolio will do. I had the gentleman a couple years ago who said to me, the stock's not that risky because I'll be watching it. So
there was a song about that, wasn't there? I'll be watching you.
Yeah.
I don't know if it helped. But you know, you have an entire industry called the hedge fund.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if the real definition, but grammatically speaking, that's kind of like you're trying to hedge your bets right now.
Well, the thing is, people tend to ignore risks in a lot of ways, in our personal lives as well as investing.
I say, JC, are you listening to this?
As well as investing. Well, you know, we tend to minimize the risk in our mind. Let's just think about gold. Let's just talk about gold, just because it's an example that comes to mind here. It could be anything, but let's just say, if I want to buy gold, I watch a bunch of gold commercials, right? People that are pro-gold. I don't listen to people that are anti-gold.
Right.
I filter the information that makes it through to my brain. One way or another, I filter that information. Just like I don't watch CNN or MSNBC. I watch Fox News. I know that's probably a big shock to all our listeners. Right, JC? I watch Fox News. What does that have? What kind of news do they have usually? It's conservative.
Fair and balanced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they call it. But you don't see too many liberals on there espousing liberal views. Let's just put
that. No, I'm going to push back on that.
Occasionally you do.
Yes. Every show on there will have at least a token liberal on there. And, right. And I think they're more than tokens. I mean, there's some guy, I can't remember, but he's the Obamacare guy. He's on there a lot. I couldn't disagree with this guy more, but you know what? He's articulate. He seems to be sincere and honest and all that. And, you know, he doesn't just do the talking points. And, you know, I'm not watching it during the day, but the shows I watch at night, they always have a liberal on there.
Yeah, and they have the Cash for Clunkers guy. I can't remember his name.
Maybe
the
same guy.
It's not Gutenfeld. I can't think of his name.
It's an odd name. But, I mean, I enjoy listening to that.
He's the one that brought us $4,000 checks for $24,000 in expenses.
Yeah.
What a great program that was.
To me, the difference is, yeah, Fox really does, like I say, give you both of them, you know, both the liberal and conservative, to argue on the air with each other.
But Fox's overall viewpoint is rather conservative, let's face it, right? Look at Bill O'Reilly. Pretty conservative guy, okay? If I think he's still on there, as of this moment, at least.
I mean,
don't know how much longer he'll be on there, but he's on there.
I was listening to Glenn Beck this morning. He says won't be on there much longer.
Right.
But we'll see.
So, but I listen to Fox News because I choose to get that information, right? That's the information I want to hear.
It's consistent with your beliefs.
Right, right, exactly. CNN and MSNBC are about the polar opposite of my beliefs in every aspect. Okay, the fake news, whatever you want to call them, whichever one, you know, FNN, CNN, whatever, same difference. Their political viewpoints are radically opposed to mine, and I'll be the first to tell you that. So I don't watch those stations because they upset me. So I just don't listen to them. Now, we do the same thing with investing. We filter that information. We look at what we want to see. We see what we want to see, right? Same thing with relationships, Steve.
You know, how much time you got, man?
We see what we want to see.
And by the way, you don't see what you don't want to see.
That's true. And it's true with investing. It's certainly true with investing. When we're going in to buy a stock or a fund, whatever it might be, it's like the beginning of a romantic relationship. We think everything's great, right? We see only the good. We don't see any of the bad.
That's right.
And then a few months down the road, when the stock doesn't do what we want it to do, we start to look at it a little more realistically, in hindsight.
And you go, oh, now I know why she wasn't coming home till 8 o'clock.
So. Or is it down a little bit in price?
That's what I meant.
Anyhow. But that's what we do. You know, we look at things through our own prism, if you will, and we tend to see what we want to see. So sometimes we have to get a wake-up call before we realize that the investment isn't so great after all.
Wait, you talking money there?
Yes, I'm talking money. Yes, I'm talking about stocks, gold, whatever it might be. And so,
because when you get that other wake-up call, it's too late.
And the thing is, you know, when it's all said and done, after we bail on the stock or dump the stock or whatever, if we would take the time to go back and look at it from the beginning, we might see what our errors were. But a lot of us don't want to do that. We don't want to go back and look at our mistakes, because the more we examine our mistakes, the more we are have to become aware of them. And that is not good for our psyche, you know, for lack of a better term. It's not what our psyche feeds on. We want to get successes. We want to go back and look at our successes. We don't want to look at our failures. And we certainly don't want to talk to our friends about them and disclose to them, yeah, I bought this Enron or whatever it was, or some stock that went in the tank. And, you know, there's millions of people that bought Enron stock, if you think about it.
So the guy that was, his stocks would be okay because he was going to be watching.
Right.
And he'd been watching Enron. He'd have been okay.
Yeah.
Or not.
Well, he watched an oil and gas stock that proceeded to tank anyway. Yeah. It did the same
thing.
He
watched it all the way down.
So watching it doesn't matter. The stock doesn't know that you're watching it. It doesn't know what you're doing. It doesn't care. It doesn't even know you own it, does it, JC?
No.
Do you think Apple knows if I buy 50
no.
shares of their stock? They don't even care.
The no doesn't care.
The no doesn't care. They still have $100 billion in the bank at the end of the day.
Right.
More than the U.S. Treasury does, by the way. So.
Man, that's like a courthouse, man. They don't know. They don't care.
Oh, dear.
Don't ask, so, don't tell.
Yeah. We just want your money, and we want you in jail so somebody else can make,
you know,
money.
That's what I tell people. You know? That's what I told a guy I arrested last weekend on the side of the road. He had some warrants, and I told him, I said, it's all about the money. I told the family members, you want to get him out, call him up, see how much you owe him. Show up over there with cash. I said, they'll release him. They'll spin him out so fast they'll make your head spin.
Yes, they will.
I said, it's all about the money. You know, you got to pay court costs and fines, and every time you go to court, you get hit with more costs and more fines. And to a lot of these cities and counties, it's just about the money. They just want to collect what they've got. We've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits. If you want a copy of it, give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387.
Did you ever play hide-and-seek when you were a kid? It was fun, wasn't it? But do you really want to play the same game with your investments? Wall Street loves to sell you products that have fees buried, well, deeper than Jimmy Hoffa's body. You've got to have a PhD in economics and a master's in finance just to begin to comprehend where the fees are and how much you're actually paying. That's why Dan Witham is different. He not only tells you where the fees are, he'll actually give you a printout that lists all the fees associated with his investments. Knowledge is power. Get smart about your investments. Call Dan Witham at LPL Financial today at 888-599-0640. That's 888-599-0640. 888-599-0640. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan Witherell with Steve Money and J.C. Haspel. And I want to remind you of our free book, Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits. It teaches you all about when, where, how, and why, and how to file to get the most, up to $250,000 more from Social Security. And we'll send you a one-page questionnaire to fill out for your free 30-page report on your specific situation, your benefits, how to get more from Social Security. It's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail, and we will send you the book and the report absolutely free. Now, on the subject of Social Security, JC has something he wants to discuss with us. What is it, JC? Spousal benefits you want to talk about? Is that right?
Not so much want to talk about it as ask to explain, but
well, being engaged and all, you need to be learning
this
stuff.
Do you understand
how
this works, JC?
We're going to start drawing Social Security here pretty soon. But no, as I understand it, spousal benefits, and correct me if I'm wrong, you've got one spouse receiving Social Security benefits, and the other spouse that is entitled to receive half of the other spouse's Social Security benefits. So, for instance, if spouse one is receiving $1,000, spouse two could receive $500.
Right. That's right. And the other thing is they can receive the $500 in spousal benefits while allowing their own retirement benefits to grow at the same time, which is the key here. So if Susie is 66 and her husband John is 70, let's just say, she can draw half of his amount, 2,000. If he's getting 2,000 a month, she can draw 1,000 a month and allow her benefits to grow at the same time from 66 to 70, let's just say.
So if one member of the couple is receiving anything, is there any reason why the other one wouldn't at least be receiving spousal benefits?
Not necessarily, no.
Okay.
They should be. They should be filing for spousal benefits. And many times, and this is the thing a lot of people don't realize, is they can get the benefits and still let their benefits grow at the same time. And that's the beauty of this. It doesn't hurt their own benefits.
What if it's a divorce situation?
Same thing. They can still get them. And that's a good point. You know, they can still get Steve benefits if they're divorced. Their spouse can still get benefits on them, 50% on them. So if Susie and Johnny were divorced in that scenario I just gave, she could still get the $1,000 a month on him.
What if someone
if they were married more than 10 years? Excuse me, let me qualify that.
No, that's exactly what I was going to say. So when you hear your wife telling her friends, you need to stay married at least 10 years, they're not kidding. They're not kidding.
That's right.
I forgot my question.
No.
You got them all flustered.
I heard those conversations.
What if Susie and Johnny are divorced and they're no longer on very good speaking terms, and Susie doesn't know Johnny has already filed and receiving benefits?
Doesn't matter. She can still get them.
But how would she know she could get them? I mean, did she just...
She has to come see us.
Okay.
That'd be the best way for
that
her
one
to find
page
out.
Report thing he keeps yeah. talking about.
That
would be a good way to find out.
That's why. That's what it's for. Yes, and JC's the one that actually does the report, so he knows how they're done.
Well, no, but it's a better question than one might think, too, though,
right.
Because walk in the Social Security office, no. You're not going to get the best advice in the world there. Not that they're not God's children and trying hard, and I get that. But right. The reality is, they're not going to help you too much. So
they're going to tell you to file today. That's what they're told to do. Whether it's good for you or not, JC, they can tell you to file today. You could be 62 years old. If you walk in their office, they're going to tell you to file today, which is not in your best interest necessarily.
Right.
Because at 62 years of age, your benefits are reduced by almost 70% compared to age 70.
Right.
That's a huge reduction in your benefits. You're getting 30% of what you would get at age 70, 35% roughly, what you would get at 70.
But when you do this report, you're going to calculate kind of a break-even point on that.
Absolutely.
So
the report tells
the
exact age for their break-even.
And, man, that is unbelievably important because, I'll take me as an example. You know, two heart attacks, all that stuff.
Right.
My life expectancy is probably not that great to the ultimate joy of a couple of people. but the reality is, too, so when you talk to so somebody like me and I hear you talk about, well, wait till 70 – no, dude, I ain't going to be here at 70.
Right.
So, I mean, it is important for a guy like me to really calculate that break-even point. So I'll get that report from you, and I'll send it in real soon now.
Well, and that's one of the questions I ask people when I sit down with them is the first thing I ask them, Steve, is about the family history.
Yep.
How old was your father when he passed away? How old was your mother?
Yep.
Are they still living or are they deceased? How old was your uncle, your aunt? I had the one guy that came in to see me that I told you said his dad died at 54. His
yep.
uncle died at 52.
Yep.
And he was like 60-something. I was like,
dude,
go to the Social Security office.
Yeah.
You need to get over there like now. And so it does matter. But, you know, and then we have people that say my parents lived in their 90s. You know, yep. George Bush Sr., how old is he now? 97.
Oh, man, like 103.
He's in the hospital.
Pretty old.
But he fought in World War II, so he's got to be fairly old. You know, he can't be too young.
So if George W. is listening.
That's right.
Call in for that Social Security report.
That's right. So anyhow.
It's free.
That's right. It's free. And the thing is, every situation is different. You know, I've had people that were married four or five times. I've had people that are divorced that have
very complex
situations that are widowed, remarried. It depends if you're on disability. If you're a widow, you can get benefits at age 60. If you're a widow on disability, you get benefits at age 50. There's all kinds of weird rules in the Social Security system. And there's just all kinds of bizarre calculations. And fortunately, we have software that does it all for us. And we just plug it in and it tells us what to do. If you have IRAs and 401ks, it tells you when to spend which amount from which account to reduce your taxes. You don't want to spend all your non-qualified money first and then your 401k money. That's what your CPA will tell you to do. It's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why it's wrong. So you see what happens if you spend all your non-qualified money first? How much do you pay in taxes on it? You pay zero. It's already been taxed.
No, wait, I thought you said you were going to say.
Okay. Well, it's already been taxed,
I'm
going
to explain nuclear physics to you.
Okay.
And do it.
All right. So if you spend $50,000 a year in non-qualified money, it's already taxed. So you pay zero in taxes.
Correct.
But then you burn through all that money and you spend your 401k. What happens? You push yourself into a higher bracket by spending a lot of the 401k because it's all taxable income, right?
Right.
So what if you spent a combination of the two each year, say 25 from each? It would keep you in a lower tax bracket.
That is correct.
15 or 10% bracket. So that's why you don't want to spend all the money, non-qualified money first and then all the qualified money later. You want to spend a little bit each year out of each. And our program shows you how to do that and in which order to do that to reduce your overall taxes. It's not your taxes per year that matter. It's your overall taxes at the end of the day that matters, in my opinion. And
so
she may disagree, but that's okay.
So if you're listening or driving through town, you don't really have to remember this. You really can. Just call Dan's office and get the report.
Yes, and the report will show you when, where, and how to file. And if you're lucky enough to be, who was it? Ida Mae Fuller.
Ida Mae.
JC, you know who that is?
No.
first person to receive a Social Security check. $22.54 monthly in 1940, she got her checks. By the time she died, she collected $22,888. She had contributed $24.75 to the system. She made out like a bandit.
She did all right.
That's a good return on investment. She probably did the best of anybody so far. Better than all the rest of us will do, I can tell you that. She put in $24 and got back $22,000 AC. Not a bad investment. If you want a copy of the book and the report on Social Security, give me a call. 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and address. Thank you for listening. Hope you have a great week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.